AP Sports, I'm John Leatherby. Make it 8 straight wins for the Celtics. Jaylen Brown had 22 points while Jason Tatum chipped in 19. Part of 7 players in double figures for Boston in a 126-101 win over the Hawks.
Derek White chipped in 16 points and 10 assists for Boston, which won without injured guards Marcus Smart and Malcolm Brogdon. The Celtics shot 55% from the field and knocked down 21 three-pointers. Trae Young had a team-high 27 points for the Hawks, but shot just 10 of 23, including 2 for 7 from three-point range. I'm Dave Ferry.
Anthony Edwards and Karl-Anthony Towns led the way for the Timberwolves in a 126-108 win over the Magic. OG Anunoby had a game-high 32 points as the Raptors beat the Heat 112-104 in Toronto. Coach Nick Nurse on Anunoby's night.
He wanted the ball. He controlled it. He made moves. He made pass outs. You know, all the stuff you got to do when you're the go-to guy.
The other Wednesday winners included the Knicks, Phoenix, Indiana, OKC, Milwaukee, New Orleans, and Houston. Justin Verlander of the Astros and Sandy Alcantara of Miami named unanimous winners of the Cy Young Award on Wednesday. It's the second time the winners in both leagues were unanimous since the award began in 1956. Deshaun Watson's practicing with the Cleveland Browns for the first time since his 11-game suspension started in August. The three-time Pro Bowl quarterback returned to the field with his teammates on Wednesday. To the NHL, a trio of games. In Chicago, the Blues got goals from 5 different scorers in a 5-2 win over the Blackhawks.
Jordan Kyrou, Ryan O'Reilly, Callie Rose and Tyler Pitlick, and Ivan Barbashev lit the lamp for the surging Blues. It has been a roller coaster for the Blues, who won their first 3 games, then lost 8 in a row, and now have won their last 4.
There's correspondent David Schuster. The other winners included the Senators and the Kings. I'm John Leatherby, AP Sports.